In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity is one of the most central dogmas of our religion. And it is truth of our faith can be found already in the Old Testament from the very beginning. There are many passages of the Holy Scriptures that speak about the Trinity. But the fact is that even with the Scriptures is speaking about this truth, yet this truth remained veiled. It remained veiled for thousands of years. And this veil was only removed, this truth was only clearly revealed in the New Testament. It was Jesus Christ Himself who unveiled, who revealed this mystery to us. The mystery of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. The mystery of the Most Holy Trinity. So this mystery is new and not new. It's not new because it was already present in the Old Testament. But it's new because it was unveiled by the Lord in the New Testament. So from Christ, the apostles received this faith in the Trinity. And from the apostles, this faith was communicated to the entire church from the very beginning. So it should be clear for each one of us that the mystery of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, is an essential part of our Christian faith. But now we come to a second consideration, which is how we are to understand this mystery. My brethren, we know that there is only one God. And this is the very first statement of the creed. I believe in one God. There is only one divinity. But together with this affirmation of the unity of God, we affirm as well that there is a Trinity. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So we affirm the unity and the Trinity at the same time. And in putting these two things together, we have to be careful to avoid some errors in our understanding of this great mystery. There are two main errors to avoid. The first one is the error of Sabellius. Sabellius was a priest, fell into heresy because of his explanation of the mystery of the Holy Trinity. For him, to say that God is one meant that there can be only one divine person, one nature, one person. In this way, the Trinity, as we call it, cannot really mean three persons, but it can only refer to three modalities or manifestations of God. Thus, for Sabellius, there is only one divine person who manifests himself in three different ways. He's called the Father inasmuch as he is the creator of all things. He's called the Son when he comes as a man to redeem the world. And he's called the Holy Ghost inasmuch as he comes to work in the sanctification of our souls. But there is no true Trinity. For Sabellius, there are only three modes in which God manifests himself. So you see, in stressing the unity of God, Sabellius came to suppress the Trinity of persons. The teachings of Sabellius were condemned by the Church because they were not in accordance with the divine truth. We read in the Gospel that our Lord said to the Jews, "In your law, it is written that the testimony of two men is true. Well, I am the one who gives testimony of myself, and the Father who sent me also gives testimony of me." So our Lord talks about the testimony given by two persons, he and the Father. So we see that he and the Father are not the same person. There is the Father, and there is the Son, and there is the Holy Ghost. But there is another error that we have to avoid, and it is the error of Arius, who was also a priest and who fell into heresy, a heresy that was opposed, the extreme opposed of the mistake of Sabellius. So for Sabellius, if there is only one divine nature, there can be only one divine person. And Arius understood that Sabellius was wrong. Arius knew that the Father is not the Son, and that the Son is not the Father, and that the Holy Ghost is not the Father or the Son. They are three. And Arius understood that. However, in stressing the reality of the Trinity, Arius came to break the unity of the divine nature. For Arius, if the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost are three different persons, so it means that they are three different substances, that they have three different natures. So for Arius, only the Father has the divine nature, and only the Father can be called properly God. The Son, he's not of the same substance as the Father, but he is created like you and me, like the trees, like the fish, like the worms of the earth. For Arius, the sun is great, but a great creature, only a creature. He is the first, but only one among many. That's the teaching of Arius. His teachings were so outrageous and offensive to the faith that when he was asked to speak and to defend himself during the Council of Nicaea in 325, our fathers in the faith had to close their ears because they could not stand so many blasphemies. Of course, the teachings of Arius were condemned by the church because his words are against the Holy Scriptures. Our Lord said, "I and the Father are one." So even though they are different persons, yet they are one substance. The Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, they have the same divine nature, the same essence, the same divinity. So, my brethren, it is important to keep the right path in our understanding of this great mystery of our faith. So we can profess at the same time the unity and the Trinity of God. You see, there is only one God, only one divinity, only one. But there are three who subsist in the divine nature: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Which means that the Father is God, and the Son is God, and the Holy Ghost is God. They are consubstantial, which means that they have the same divine nature. Yet, the Father is not the Son, and the Son is not the Father, and the Holy Ghost is not the Father or the Son. They are three different persons. So there are three, and yet they are one. Trinity in persons, unity of nature. And this is the mystery of the Holy Trinity: one God, one divine nature, in three persons: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I wish to conclude today with words taken from the Creed of St. Athanasius. And I would ask you to listen carefully, because this is our faith. He says, "The Catholic faith is that we worship one God in Trinity, and the Trinity in unity, neither confounding the persons nor dividing the substance. For one is the person of the Father, another that of the Son, and another that of the Holy Ghost. But the divinity of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost is one, the glory equal, the majesty coeternal. Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Ghost. The Father is uncreated, and the Son uncreated, and the Holy Ghost uncreated. The Father is infinite, the Son infinite, and the Holy Ghost infinite. The Father is eternal, the Son is eternal, and the Holy Ghost eternal. And yet, not three eternals, but one eternal. As also not three infinites, nor three uncreated, but one uncreated, and one infinite. So likewise, the Father is almighty, the Son is also almighty, and the Holy Ghost almighty, and yet not three almighties, but one almighty. So the Father is God, the Son, God, the Holy Ghost, God, and yet not three gods, but only one God. The Father is Lord, the Son, Lord, the Holy Ghost, Lord, and yet not three lords, but one Lord. For like we are compelled by Christian truth to acknowledge each person to be both God and Lord, we are forbidden by the same Catholic religion to say that there are three gods or three lords. The Father is made of none, neither created nor begotten. The Son is of the Father alone, not made nor created, but begotten. The Holy Ghost is of the Father and the Son, not made, nor created, nor begotten, but proceeding. So there is only one Father, not three fathers. One Son, not three sons. And one Holy Ghost, not three Holy Ghosts. And in this Trinity, there is nothing that comes before or after, nothing greater or less. But the three persons are co-eternal, together, and equal. So, my brethren, this is a mystery. A mystery which means that we cannot fully grasp what it means before we arrive in heaven. Yet, here below, we are called to believe and to profess firmly this truth of our faith. And this truth is that God is one and three. And this is the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity, the unity of the divine essence, and the Trinity of persons, the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, one God, one divinity, in three persons. So, my brethren, this is the Catholic faith, which, except a man believe faithfully and firmly, he cannot be saved. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.